The full details of this remarkable near-perfect special operation are told in my upcoming book, The Unvanquished, The Untold Story of Lincoln's Special Forces. The Manhunt for Mosby's Rangers, and the Shadow War that Forged America's Special Operations. The book reveals the drama of the irregular guerrilla warfare that altered the course of the Civil War, including the story of Lincoln's Special Forces who donned Confederate gray to hunt Mosby and his Confederate Rangers from 1863 to the war's end at Appomattox, a previously untold story that inspired the creation of U.S. modern special operations in World War II. The book also captures the story of the Confederate Secret Service. Mosby, the thoughtful, bookish, 5 feet 7 inches, 128-pound, clean-shaved, sandy-haired Virginian who had studied Latin and Greek at university before joining the Confederate Army, was the last person one would think whose mere name would eventually evoke terror in battle-hardened warriors. But enigmatic to the end, the Confederate guerrilla leader who pioneered a new form of warfare was also the last person one would think would denounce the Lost Cause myth when the war was over. After the war, Mosby was unapologetic about his military actions. A soldier fights for his country, right or wrong, he is not responsible for the political merits of the course he fights in. The South was my country, but he switched political parties. He became not only a Republican, but Ulysses S. Grant's personal friend and campaign manager in the 1868 presidential election, earning the hatred of many, death threats, and even an assassination attempt. The former partisan leader once quipped to a friend, "Hell is being a Republican in Virginia." He returned to practicing law, was appointed consul of Hong Kong, and worked as a U.S. attorney for the Department of Justice. He used his positions to root out corruption, save the lives of trafficked women, and protect them as they immigrated to the United States. His influence extended even further to his time in San Gabriel, California, with a young George Patton Jr. on their family ranch. Undoubtedly, America's greatest guerrilla warfare practitioner's lightning attacks and cavalry tactics impacted the young man's tank and maneuver warfare tenets that he later developed and utilized in World War II. Despite his remarkable life and the depth of his influence, the brilliant, charismatic former Confederate remains enigmatic, defying conventions, expectations, and, in some cases, even explanation. His memory and that of the Union scouts who pursued him retain a mystic gravitas. Together, they profoundly influenced American special operations, forever the Gray Ghost. Patrick K. O'Donnell is a best-selling, critically acclaimed military historian and an expert on elite units. He is the author of 13 books, including his forthcoming book on the Civil War, The Unvanquished, The Untold Story of Lincoln's Special Forces, The Manhunt for Mosby's Rangers, and The Shadow War that Forged America's Special Operations, publishing May 7, The Indies Bensoplace, Beyond Valor, First Seals, and The Unknowns. O'Donnell served as a combat historian in a Marine rifle platoon during the Battle of Fallujah and often speaks on espionage, special operations, and counterinsurgency. He has provided historical consulting for DreamWorks' award-winning miniseries Band of Brothers and documentaries produced by the BBC, the History Channel, and Discovery. Patrick K. O'Donnell.com, a combat historian.